something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT.
It's our 99th episode, Gretztacular.
We play a new game, Gretzky or Jetski.
And we create our own animated series, Gord's House. That's all coming up right now on TNT.
It's 99.
That was 99, huh?
99, Jim. Little call and answer.
I'm going to tell you something. This is the song...
The ladies.
Bye. This is the song where I first... I was going to say where I first realized what a vocalist Stephen Page is. But I probably realized it before this. But when you try to sing those long notes, it's hard.
No, I'm laughing because of what's going to happen after this. Sorry. I don't want to be laughing at the jam.
I will answer. I'll pick you up.
I always thought it was Ed doing the questions.
Well, wait a second. Is Ed doing the if you call?
All day. It's all Steve. Okay.
The if you call is Steve too, right?
Yes.
If you call, I will answer. But it. Who's doing the if you calls? Because
that's both Steve. And
but it
me.
Should be Ed, shouldn't it? Because if Ed calls, yeah, Steve will answer.
Maybe that was the beginning of the fallout.
I need to hear it again.
Well, it's coming up again right here. We're about to go. Okay.
The remains of love, yeah.
This is all Steven, right?
A game of who loves more than whom. Proper English, nice. Here it comes. It's Steve!
Yeah, it's still Steve. It's always Steve.
What's Ed doing?
What's
Ed so busy doing that he can't even call so Steve can answer?
Can you
want Lightfoot to sing and Steve to answer?
Yeah, so like if you did it that way.
Yeah. I think it's getting to the point where I can't bear myself again. Yeah, I think. See, I'm trying to do the harmonies at the same time.
Stick with Gord until the chorus.
I want to get to the chorus.
Yeah, get to the chorus.
If you call, I will answer. If you fall, I'll pick you up. And if you coined this disaster, I'll point you home. Who should point them home?
No, get Gord saying I want to point home.
I'll point you home. Oh, there's an A there. Here we go. If you call, I will answer. And if you fall, pick you up. And if you coin this disaster, I'll point you home.
The conversation of why he's saying, of course, I'd have to sing that line.
I don't understand, so to be clear, Steve, I'm happy you called me to come in on the project, but I just don't understand. If I'm calling and you answer, then shouldn't, in theory, you be pointing me home? They drilled down on the lyrics. No, Gord, I was just thinking that you'll point me home. Yes, but I'm calling, so I must be the one in need. You're answering. You even said...
This is bullshit.
You said if you fall, you'll pick me up, so wouldn't, in theory, you be the one pointing me home? You know what, Gord? Thanks anyway, man. I appreciate you coming in. Episode 99, bud.
Yeah.
99, let's up the air like a super hot tick chip for that. It's exciting. Wow. It's the Gretzky episode. It's our Gretzk-episode.
It is the Gretzk-episode. Do you want to hear another jam?
Yeah, you're darn tootin'.
You remember this jam? This Sky band?
Yeah.
Sky?
Mama's little girl, I'm crazy.
You know all these words.
When you've got nothing at all. Yeah. Yeah. It's love song, right?
Yeah, do the edge part in the studio. Do the edge stuff. Okay, these guys were French too, weren't they?
Well, I'm confused because...
Yeah, he was. So he's like, I have to get my hair cut and put it blonde.
But there was Sky, and then there was Bros or Bros.
That's way different. And I think a decade apart.
No.
Bros was a two Larry Mullen Jr. looking masks, right?
Yeah, but wasn't Sky Larry Mullen Jr. looking masks?
No.
What'd the mask look like?
Sky was like the, I don't know, he looks like Count Dracula's kid with blonde hair.
Yeah, but I remember Mask saying to me I look like I could have been in Sky.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. You could have played bass and Bros. Back in the day?
Back in the dizzy. Sky did pretty well, right?
Days. You could have walked, huh?
Sky did well.
In Canada, I think so. And maybe, they had the bald guy on the guitar with the trademark earrings. Kind of right said Fred vibe.
Do you know who is going on the road is Prozac?
Yeah, they are.
And they were the side project from Philosopher Kings, right?
Yeah, I think they started that up for shits and gigs, and then it sold like a platinum album or something.
We don't talk about Philosopher Kings enough. Because I worked on a couple of shows, like Canada Day on Parliament Hill and Juno's, where they played. They were a good band.
Yeah, they were kind of old school, the way they were. They're all good
You're
musicians.
You're so lovely.
Good fellas.
Like pulling that stuff.
What, are you ready for this? The 416 to the 905. Our boy, Maestro.
That's Mr. Mice, right?
Yeah.
Mr. Mice got to Illitrack. He's got flow, man. Coach Fresh all up in his mask. He's coaching his kids' football team. He goes by the handle Coach Fresh now. Wouldn't you be stoked if you were 10 and you had Coach Fresh?
You're doing drills to these jams?
Yeah. But he's so
just
laid
like
back.
Brian.
Hey, hit the dummy, dog. Hit the dummy right quick. What's I'm saying? Hit the tackle dummy, run. B. You know what I'm saying?
Run through the tires. And hey, this jam in the background.
Hey, where your gloves at, dog? You forgot your gloves, you know what I'm saying? You want to catch the ball, you need them gloves, dog. Aight?
faster through the tires.
He is legit one of the only people I've ever met who can say things like, sup, fam, and yeah. I'm just trying to keep it real in a way that doesn't feel forced or inauthentic.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
He just is cool.
Yep.
He's cool AF. I like me some Coach
Fresh. Get to work with him on the reg.
Get to work with him on the reg, man. I'm Mr. D.
Yeah.
And I like don't see him for a year. And see him in the summer. And he's like, hey, yes, 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 guy. There's my man. What's up, John O'Vision? Yes, yes, guy, yes. Right. Never changes, man. You always know when Coach Fresh is in his house.
Yeah, he's got your back, too.
Oh, friggin' right, he's got your back.
He was nice enough to come do our show in Toronto at the Mod Club.
Yeah, he was.
We're fans.
So get this. This happened last night with the squirrels. I was putting them to bed.
Yeah.
And in our house, there's the S word and the H word. S is stupid.
Wow.
H is hate.
Okay.
So there's a lot of monitoring about, like, so-and-so at school said the H word, and so-and-so said the S word. So Suge says last night before bed, Daddy, I want to tell you something. I said, yo, what is it? She said, someone who was a substitute at our school said the SH word. I was like, oh my gosh, here we go. We're getting into things now. Yeah. So Indy, who's five, said, what is the SH word? And I was like, well, it's, you know, sometimes when adults are angry, they say this word that starts with SH and it means poo. And Suge said, shut up means poo.
Oh,
the SH word that was dropped now was shut up.
Now she has to get into the SH club now.
I know, but it was shut up. It wasn't SHIT at all. So there's a tier between the S word and the SH word.
Yeah.
I thought we were getting right into things, but we weren't.
That's the alien size SH.
I know, it's the big one.
Yeah.
Do your kids drop those words?
A lot. I don't know. Maybe it's because my kids are closer to a city, but there's all kinds of swearing going on when you hear the older kids. Once they're the grade eights and the recess and it's just all swearing.
What are they dropping? That?
Everything. Just F-bombs like crazy.
Really?
The fucking story that I find out and fucking this and this. And it's just a stupid fucking ass and I don't just fucking understand.
Yeah. Group shot from the
Slice Squad. What the heck was that?
Just wanting to sound old and maths.
Yeah.
Here's something else that happened. It's a small thing, but I realized it's really a pet peeve of mine. Has it ever happened to you where you're in a store, you're the only person, there are two cash registers, and you put your stuff down at one, and the person working says, I can take you over here?
Yeah. As you're in the other one that's empty?
Yeah. There's no one else there. There's no sign that says this cash is closed. Please go to the next one.
Don't they have, they're not assigned to a cash? It doesn't matter.
Well, maybe they're assigned to a cash, but would it hurt the person in this case to walk the three steps over and at least pick up my stuff and put it down in front of their cash?
No, that goes into the thing of like those people at a lot of workplaces where it's like the favorite thing for them to say is, oh, that's not my job, sir.
Oh.
You know what I mean? They'll hit you with that. And I'm like, that's my least favorite. Those kind of people are the worst. That's not in my job description. Or that's above my pay grade.
Yeah.
You know, one of those lines.
I'm just a worker bee. Don't take it out on me. Man. I'm a very good natured person. And I'll tell you something. I normally travel on Air Canada and I usually have a great experience. We recently traveled on a competing airline and I did not find the caliber of service as good, though the jokes were hilarious. I found there was overall kind of a, not my problem. Not among the flight attendants so much as the ground support squad.
Just kind of chaotic more than...
Yeah, like trying to connect at Pearson and like... It was just that thing. Like, we have a bag with two little booster seats in it, and no, I can't take that here. You're going to have to take it over there 3 feet.
And then they start doing the mambo dance and walking away.
Yeah. Yeah, both hands up, backing away.
Yeah, it's about fun. And they start doing Egyptian arms, and then, like...
It's like, there was so... Again, it's a luxury to be able to travel, and we're lucky.
They're all relaxed and laughing it up, eh?
There's eight people watching me in a lather trying to, Carol and I, get our kids from gate to gate. Like, there should have been a Southwest flight from where our gate was to the next gate. That's how far it was. And, like, would it kill you to grab this little plastic bag with booster seats in it and set it down 3 feet over there by yourself? Or are you just lording your modicum of power over my family because you can? Four people stand around playing Angry Birds.
Sounded like... It was just not the best time.
Well, again, it's no one told us we had to go away. It was really nice to be able to go away. Travel is a luxury, not a right. But boy, it's easier to stay home, that's for sure.
Yeah, it is.
Do you know what I mean?
Great time staying home last couple weeks. Great time just staying home. Had a great time.
Nothing wrong with staying home, bud. It's a great time staying home.
It is a good time staying home. I'm good at it.
Hit me with another 99 jam.
Do you want another 99 jam, do you?
Please, sir, can I have some more?
My kids play all three of them play the Roblox.
What is that?
It's some game online where it's just different games. Any kind of game that you like, it's kind of recreated plus a million different other ones. And there's like 20 million kids playing this stuff all the time.
It's a game?
Well, it's like, it's for young kids, like Annalise can play certain things on it, like running around a house. And then the boys can play like a fake version of Pokemon where you're running around collecting Pokemon in the game.
I like the running around part. There's all kinds of
ones. The running around through town. It's like basically Grand Theft Auto without the violence. But you can kind of create games in it. So games all become popular in a line of almost like how Reddit does stuff, where popularity, and you can find different games and play them.
I love the running. I love the creating.
And then you got to spend the money on the Robux.
What do those set you back?
The money and the Roblox. Well, whatever, like $5.99 for $1,500 or something.
Sweet America.
Oh, yeah, that's how they really get you.
Do you know what the greatest have been watching lately? It's called a pizza challenge. Say we got 12 ingredients ranging from Oreos to pickled eggs.
Yeah.
And we put a number on the ingredients, and then we put matching numbers in a bag, and we draw a number and have to put that ingredient on our pizza. And then whoever eats their pizza wins.
Wow.
That's where we are, bud. That's where we are in the world. Living la vida loca?
Let's bring back memories.
Salvatore was in a Ricky Martin cover band.
Yeah, that's right.
Wasn't Ricky Martin in Menudo?
Next, how about Salvatore explaining that, like, well, Ricky Martin happened and I didn't, basically. It was one or the other. They were in the same hood.
It was, we both auditioned for the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, and Ricky Martin got a bigger ring. So as a result, I stayed where I was, and that's why I work at the White Spot on Vancouver's East Side. But Ricky went to the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, and he met Christina Aguilera there.
This is Menudo. Say something in Menudo. I was almost in Menudo, too.
I was. It came down to me and Ricky Martin. Oh, Salvatore's voice is lower. It came down to me and Ricky Martin. But what happened is my voice changed. I could no longer hit the high notes again. So when I could not hit the high notes, that they had to replace me with Ricky Martin.
Are they still used for dance as a dancer in videos?
Yeah, you can see in some of the early work. It was
Menudo. Menudo video.
I was a dancer. So for a couple of years after college, what I did is I toured in a special band called Boys to Menudo. It was only 80s and 90s hits together in one place. Boys to Menudo travel everywhere. Please, one of the bands listening to this, please make a poster for Boys to Menudo. I want to see it with my face.
That would be good. Boys to Menudo.
Boys to Menudo would be awesome. It's the tour nobody asked for.
Oh, you Photoshop and bods, please send it up.
Please send us a classic. Let's make it a contest. Best Boys to Menudo poster wins a Snappy.
Only God can judge me.
Boys to Menudo, the end of the road again. It is. We have so much fun stuff to do today. We're going to play Gretzky or Jet Ski in honor of 99.
Where Don't Go Jason Waterfalls.
We'll read a
Boys to Menudo.
I always thought it was Don't Go Jason Waterfalls. Like Jason was that guy's name. Don't Go Jason Waterfalls. We're going to play Gretzky or Jet Ski. I have some gourd 90s tunes teed up.
I have a good jam to take us out for the
For the first break of episode 99. And next week, it's obviously our live 100th episode from a bod's house, Mike's place in Toronto, Ontario. We're going to release it warts and all.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
The bods were there. Flats were there, and Mark Forward was there, and a bunch of bods. It's going to be great, including Andrew Axai, Mike McFarlane. So hit a jam to take us to break at 99. When we come back, we'll play Gretzky or Jet Ski.
Here we go, bod, from the bods and the hip.
Oh, great jam.
Yeah, good way to cruise into part two of TNT.
I left your house this morning.
99. Left your house
this morning. Here's Gorda Karaoke doing it.
It was a little after nine. Could have been the Willie Nelson. Could have been the wine.
Right back, Pots.
I can't hear myself in the cans. Can I get more me in the cans? Thanks, Donovan.
Hello, hello, Tiger Tournaments is back!
Welcome back to episode 99. Hard to believe it's 99, bud.
I know, we're almost at the century of TNTs.
Do you know what happened in 99?
Lots of stuff.
Kiss me beneath the milky twilight, take me out on the moonlit floor, up your open hands, strike up the band and make the fireflies dance, silver moon sparkles. Kiss me.
Listen to the words.
You have to present that in a way. Because imagining him knowing those words without reading them is just unbelievable. Like, if he's in...
It's not possible.
In Bernie's Maybe it's too office. Fast. So just hit me with the chorus again and say, what do you think of this cover?
Hey, Bernie, do you have a second?
Yeah, for sure, Gord.
I just... I want to see if you've been spending more time on me and my sound or Bruce. So I'm going to play a song, yeah. And you tell me if it's a song... that I wrote that's in my voice, or maybe it's a song I heard somewhere on the charts.
Okay, let me hear it, Gord.
Okay, so you tell me if this sounds like a Lightfoot tune, because I refer to myself, I'm on a last name basis with myself these days.
Well, you are a legend.
Well, I've had a lot of time when you aren't answering my calls to kind of get into some different hobbies, and I guess this is one of them. Ready?
Sure.
Kiss me beneath the milky twilight, lead me out on the moonlit floor, lift your open hand, strike off the band and make the fireflies dance and silver moons sparkle. So kiss me.
I know that's Sixpence None the Richer. That's neither you or Bruce.
Do you know that they didn't
buy
the song from me? Are you saying it doesn't sound like me?
Well, I've never heard it since it's been on the radio for months, and I don't remember you ever sending me a demo of that. And do you have?
Maybe I don't send everything to you, or maybe some things get lost in your inbox under the pile of. Problems you have to dig Bruce out from under. You tell me this doesn't sound like vintage Lightfoot? Kiss me out of the baited barley nightly beside the grain grass. Swing swing the spinning step. You wear those shoes and I will wear that dress. Oh, I guess I kind of gave up the gauntlet there, didn't I? I wouldn't wear a dress. Maybe it's a red satin dress.
Okay, Gord, do you have another song?
Sure. As a matter of fact, I do.
Oh, really? Is this one of yours, or...?
You tell me. You are my fire, the one desire that live when you say... I want it that way.
Well, that sounds like a hit.
It sounds like Lightfoot is what it sounds like.
I'm pretty sure that's a Max Martin song. Isn't that with the Backstreet's Back?
Never heard of them, but I did find it on the internet service at my home.
Oh, okay.
Well, good for you, Bernie. Yeah, you seem to know my voice after all.
Aren't you glad that your manager knows... current music, not just older music?
What about this?
Scar tissue that I wish you saw. A sarcastic Mr. Know-it-all. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you, cause with the birds I'll share. With the birds I'll share their slowly new mind.
I can't even try. How about this one?
Gord doing the peppers. He can't even. I was like the worst singer ever in history with Anthony Kiedis. And he can't do the Gord.
How about this one? Is this Gordon Lightfoot?
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of a nail on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Back to the rules and they hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. Hey now, you're an all-star, get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star, get the show on, get paid. All that flatters is gold, only shooting stars break the mold.
Or that's All-Star by Smash Mouth. And how do you know all the words of these songs?
Oh man, driving through the desert. Seeing the bills that are coming up at the casino outside of Palm Springs, Smash Mouth and Sugar Ray.
Yeah.
On a double bill.
Isn't that a cruise?
Is it? It should be if it isn't.
Oh, I think it is.
All the small things, truth cares, truth brings, always Bernie Idol. You'll be at my show.
I can't, but I can't imagine him sitting in that with his denim button-up shirt, just going through all these songs.
Really think about. Really think about Bernie sitting at his desk and Gord standing in front of the desk going,
you just see what does Gord do all day? Oh, he sits and listens to radio sometimes and learns songs that he hears. And other times he's like just making Nanaimo bars, like mass big pans and pans.
It's such a lonely existence.
He's got like seven wolf stoves going.
Imagine a big empty bridal path home.
Yeah.
And you're visiting him and you're up on the fourth story and you just hear this faint, tiny...
He's got one of those razors that kids use and he's like, na-na-na-na-na-na, through the halls, ripping on his razor. Just ripping by statues and stuff through the hallways.
Why does he have statues? I see it that way too.
Yeah, it's like because it's a huge place with big, long, vast hallways.
Echoey. Hey Tim, can you make this extra wet, like really reverby?
No, 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 bars are almost ready. Then I'll take them in to say, Bernie.
Like echoey through all the halls and rooms of the house. Ugh. What's this room, Gord? Nothing. It's nothing. Big empty bedrooms. Oak paneling.
Wow.
What a sin. What a sin.
Just want to
play some
out.
Jet ski or Gretzky?
What's this? He looking in the mail. Another royalty check. Like for $34,000.
Under the fridge with the dust bunnies.
This
Hey, thanks for coming to clean my house again. He has someone come to clean just to have someone to talk to. Aww.
And wifey, you know, wifey's come in every like 6 to 12 months. New one.
Aww. Hey, where's your wife, Gord? She went to an acro yoga class and never came back.
Big echoing in the halls. And that's right. And that's it. Him yelling, throwing them out.
Or, do you have a restaurant? You go left at the end of the long hallway, then take a right, then it's two quick rights and one long left. Then it's on the left. You'll just see it in there on the right. It's so far to get to his bathroom.
He's like past the, what are those, past the knight armor up the stairs. One of those paintings that are like, you know, the size of the queen at the Winnipeg Jets arena.
And you just tilt the knight's hand towards you, his left hand, not his right, and that'll open a secret panel passageway, and then the bathroom's just in there, two lefts and three more rights, and you can't miss it.
He's like, pulls down a pole, and a wall turns around, and it's a bowling alley. Not just one lane. like the drinks and the even those peanuts for 25 cents, all those things. A guy.
It's so lonely.
A guy behind a bar. A guy that clearly works there all day, like he's not for anywhere else in the house.
He's washing glasses every time you go in.
Gord likes
to... No one's been there since the October crisis.
He likes that guy's personality, goes and rolls a few and talks to him.
And Gord has a hoverboard.
Yeah.
So he doesn't walk anywhere. My great-great-grandson got me a hoverboard.
He's like, got like his best scores on the chalkboard.
And he's got someone to reset the pins in the bowling alley because he doesn't like the noise the automatic machines make. Because it's like an F-flat and it doesn't like that note.
He's got like three kids on shift back there.
Why is that so funny?
Because
I want Gord's house to be an animated show on the Comedy Network.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Gord's funny. Gord's house.
Palatial. Beyond. Underground Beyond. Stuff. Caves, wineries.
This tunnel actually will let you out at the base of the CN Tower. He has an intricate tunnel system.
He's like, oh, you like the path, do you?
Under the entire city.
Hey, the downtown path, someone's talking about it.
This one opens up on the Danforth if you have a hankering for Greek food.
For some reason, it only takes like 10 minutes to go to each place. But he lives like up by like just south of Yonge and Eglinton. Some huge place.
It'd be really funny if Gord was giving tours on his hoverboard and you had to sprint to keep up with him.
And
this
you look at the house.
I got.
The house is actually like, it's on like Oreo Parkway or something. And it's like three houses, but underneath they all meet up.
Oh.
They're just the tip of the iceberg.
This is I call it the addition, but I suppose it's not an addition, it's its own home. Built in the 1800s, but I dug a tunnel between the two. Oh my gosh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Gord's house.
Gord's house. It's beyond massive.
Oh, I have I have like the forehead numsies.
Hey,
from laughing that hard. That was a good one.
That Forget About It smooth song is 99 too.
Rob Thomas?
Yeah.
I don't get Santana, and I'm afraid I don't get Rob Thomas.
Well, I get Santana more than Rob Thomas, I'll tell you that.
I don't.
You know, the old stuff is great. I love
that. I get Santana less than Rob Thomas.
Really? Even the 60s Santana?
Well, maybe I don't know that.
Come on.
Like, what's a 60s Santana jam that I should know? Like
Black Magic Woman.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's fresh.
That's a good jam, right?
That's Coach Fresh right there, Bob.
Yeah, there's some really great old jams. And that their performance at Woodstock, the song Soul Sacrifice, is one of the best. They rip it up.
All right, I'll suss that out.
Yeah, bud. Do it.
Whew.
That was funny. We had a good time really talking funny. About that. Can't believe you did scar tissue.
With the burning sin, it's... Hey, do you want to play Jet Ski or Gretzky?
Let's, yeah, for sure. I'm in.
Okay.
Okay, what is
it? I will read a quote, and you have to tell me if it's from a review of a jet ski or something someone said about Gretzky.
Okay.
I would like to add two caveats. Jet ski is... to personal watercraft, what Kleenex is to tissues. So there are different kinds of jet skis and quotes, like Sea-Doos and things like that. So some sure. of these are from other brands.
That's fine.
It's like a PEI we called Snow Machines Skidoos, because that was the dominant brand there.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are different kinds.
What a Xerox that.
Yeah. The other thing is, in some cases, if you imagine you were talking about a human being or a thing, it might say it or it might say he. So I took out any words that might give it away clearly.
I gotcha.
Okay. So here's the first one. Long-lasting good looks.
Ooh.
Gretzky or jet ski?
Oh, man.
GW, Jesus.
Yeah, that's tough. I'm going to say somebody said that about Gretzky.
Incorrect.
It's jet ski. God damn it.
It's a jet ski. Jet ski. Strong and powerful in motion. It's good, right?
Let me hear it again, please.
Strong and powerful in motion.
Yep. That sounds like a jet ski, though.
That's Gretzky, bot.
Oh, my God. Come on.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. They have so much in common, it's hard to even believe. Blends speed and acceleration. Jet ski or Gretzky?
Oh, man. These are tough. This could be like Bob McKenzie throwing down on Gretzky.
That's what I'm saying.
Or it could be some like Joe Vanelli saying how much fun he had on a real jet ski up in Muskoka.
Remember my Bob McKenzie Amazing Race incident?
What?
Where he beat me off the plane to customs?
Oh, yeah,
in a speed walking sure. challenge that he didn't even know he was participating in?
Yeah, he was ripping, he said.
He was ripping.
I'm going to say this is a jet ski.
Blend speed and acceleration is jet ski.
Yes.
The most playful ride you'll find.
Well, I mean...
it was the 80s, and it was Edmonton.
Yeah, you're right. I'm going to say Gretzky.
That's jet ski.
Oh!
Yeah. Such ability this and grace. Tough.
Such ability and grace?
Yeah.
That sounds like Gretzky.
That's Gretzky.
That's right.
Okay, here's a tricky one. Pax horsepower worth every penny.
That sounds like a jet ski.
That's jet ski.
Yeah.
Here's a tricky one.
What?
Stopped appealing to younger folks.
Well, that's weird.
I know, it's weird.
But I think jet skis have done that.
Jet skis have done that, that's true.
You have to have a boat license now. Whereas before, people didn't care. You could just go to a place and rent a couple.
Well, as part of my research for jet ski or Gretzky... I realized that there's, as one of the reviewers said, there's really no practical purpose for a jet ski. They're 20 grand with a trailer. They take up the same amount of space in a garage.
Yeah.
You can't have like a whole bunch of folks and a picnic and some drinks in one. You just kind of sit on them. Like they are kind of totally a waste.
Yes.
And I guess like the Kelly Groupers of the world gave them a bad name in the late 90s, ripping on the lake on Sunday morning at 6.
Well, they go so fast. A lot of places
have outlawed them. So they used to sell like 500,000 of them a year, and now they sell like 20,000 or something. It's like the arse has dropped right out of her butt.
There you go.
Okay, here you go. You ready?
Yeah.
When the Jets came on, just awesome to watch.
Well, that's got to be Gretzky right there.
That's Gretzky. Okay, last one, and it's a trickster.
Speaking of Jets, how about Connor McDavid skipping around in that All-Star contest?
Wow.
That was fast.
That was fast.
Yeah.
How about Biebs wanting to play on a line with Connor McDavid in the celebrity game?
Yeah.
So how McDavid wasn't even going to play, but he decided to.
And Pronger gave him the good crush into the corner boards. That was
He did.
That was a classic.
I miss Prongsy. We liked him in Edmonton.
Yeah, he was a tough guy. That guy.
Okay, last one. Watching the pivot and backwards skating was great fun.
Well, I've never seen anybody backwards skate, but it could be what they do on the jet ski. But I'm going to say that's Gretzky.
That's jet ski,
oh, for Christ's sakes.
What are the odds?
That's crazy.
This is our tribute to 99 on this episode 99 of Tagger and Torrens. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back.
Fucking right, eh?
Hey, wow.
99 is back. Man, that Lightfoot Mansion stuff is funny.
Yeah, I had some good gas.
It's like a Scooby-Doo episode somehow.
I know.
Like, I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for that meddling Bruce. Obviously, well, his real life is much more rich and full than we've imagined.
Got like no one even wants to talk about his underground hangar of cars.
He probably does have that.
Yeah, it's like you go in and it's like some warehouse size, but it's underground and it's just mass like 400 cars.
Jay Leno styles?
Yeah, like classic Jags, classic Porsches, MGs. Even like those old super, like a Model T.
Well, someone sent us a thing saying they saw him at the gym.
Yeah, that's right. Like, his gym in the house.
Yeah, but if he has a gym in the house, why is he going to... Good Life.
To meet little wifeys.
Ah.
Possible little wifeys. Right?
PLWs.
He's got to say, still got to be social, right?
That's what he says to his security guard. There's a PLW in row 3. Can you pull her for me? Possible little wifey. I wonder where did Gordon Lightfoot meet his wife?
And then he's got the weekend wifey and a weeknight wifey.
Wow.
So it's like if he's really on the prowl and all the security knows what the codes are, looks like we got a WW there.
What if he's like, can I pour you a drink? And then he goes downstairs to the path and runs across to the other house. I'm home from my gig. What did I miss, Stella?
There's like he's got literally like 3 lives going.
Yeah. Life.
Are the kids asleep in one, another one of them?
But he gets confused. We don't have kids. That's right, too. I was just joking with you. I'll be right back.
And he's always saying, I gotta go write.
Where do you write? You can't come see. That's my thing.
And he talks to them the same way we talk to Bernie. Like, do you think this house pays for itself?
Oh.
Even though they only think that house exists, they don't think there's any connection to another house.
Isn't it weird living here? Like, I've never met the neighbors. Oh, I did years ago. It's nobody interesting.
It's
trust me.
Not worth it.
So one of his wives decides to throw a street party to try to meet the neighbors.
And that's when they find out they are all married to Gord. The whole neighborhood of women.
Aww.
Because it's all the tops of the houses are all his little fronts to his lair.
So now the show's called The Lightfoot Wives?
Whatever, yeah.
Like
the Lives of Lightfoot. The Wives of Lightfoot. That's like one of the different shows. He starts to go ape. He's the new face of Bravo. He's got like 7 different shows.
It's like Orphan Black, but just his wives.
Yeah, and he's telling Bernie, check out the new show on Slice.
Why Slice?
Because Slice is like the Canada Bravo, all the housewife shows.
The Slice is right. I want to read something to you that my friend Dennis Heaton, who's a great Canadian television writer, posted, and it's about the origin of Three's Company. And I didn't know this, but it's fascinating.
Isn't it from a book?
Well, wait for this. Story or something? Wait for this.
Okay. I love Three's Company, by the way.
I know, me too, but listen to this. Favorites. True story, says Dennis Heaton. Great writer. Nice dude. Three's Company, which originally starred Norman Fell, was envisioned as a spinoff from Ocean's 11. The original Sinatra, where Fell played Peter Reimer, member of the gang. In the spinoff, Reimer took his cut of the heist, moved to San Diego, and bought an apartment building. He changed his name to Stanley Roper and married a Vegas floozy who could never get used to her life in suburbia.
Come on.
The gist of the series was a former criminal trying to keep it cool while he dealt with his yacht's tenants. Unfortunately, the production hired John Ritter, and the show was quickly reshaped to focus on him and his two roommates. Norman Fell was so pissed at the rewrite, he threatened to quit. They then created the Roper's spinoff to try and appease him.
Holy shit.
How crazy is all of that?
And it makes sense that he left the show, because he probably was like, listen, you guys are barely writing me into these stupid fucking episodes, I'm out. And then Curly comes in.
But as a premise...
That's crazy.
As a premise, it's great. Yeah. Like, takes his cut of the money and tries to disappear and marries this floozy, and they're trying to, like, deal with dumb landlord issues.
Yeah, because if you watch the early episodes, it's a lot of Roper stuff of him hanging out, and then that's when he's doing the break in the wall, looking in the camera.
Which was so amazing.
Turns out he really was wild and nuts back in the day.
But... the only thing I disagree with Dennis on is, unfortunately, they hired John Ritter. I thought John Ritter was unbelievable. Obviously, it makes the show much different than what it was always intended to be.
Yeah.
But it was also really funny.
Yeah. And it was written by Norman Fell, is that what you said?
Yeah, I think that's what he said. It was created for him.
Yeah.
But he was really funny. Like, I can't imagine he would be mad at the idea of doing a comedy show.
That's nuts. That's a great backstory.
It's right a great backstory, and I don't know where he got it, but he's one of Canada's best writers. Writes on a show called Motive, which I think is just taking its bow for the last time. One update as far as Canadian TV goes. My friend Andrew DeAngelis used to write on Mr. D. Really nice guy. Really funny guy. He had a show called What Would Sal Do? And it was What Would Sal Do? Yeah. It was supposed to be on Super Channel. And then, so they made it and it didn't air. And then Super Channel, I think I'm synopsizing, but Super Channel went away. And so suddenly it was without a home. And then Crave TV bought it. And it's going to debut on Crave TV in the near future. It'll air on TMN and HBO Canada, too.
I think I've heard about it, actually.
Well, Scott Thompson's in it, and Jennifer Dale is in it. So I just wanted to give him a shout-out because, like, it's hard enough to get a show off the ground and get it made, then to have the network that bought it go under and have it not air, and then to find another home for it. Like, no one works harder, no one is more deserving, and I'm just really happy for him.
That's awesome. How about this jam? Can you play something out for me?
Yeah.
Wouldn't Andrea put this jam on if she was, like, in the shower?
What is it?
I think she would.
Aw.
It's 99 jam.
Was it really?
Yeah.
I love this song.
Do you?
Yeah. Did you ever meet him?
No, I didn't. But I think Bob Rock did this album. I know Bob is a bud, and he's actually Alan Doyle's been working with Bob.
Alan Doyle's with Bob Rock because they're posting like little videos and stuff from working with The Rock.
That'll be good.
Really good.
Bob's always a good time, man. That guy's one of the best people in studio I know.
Also,
just in terms of motivation and ideas and experience.
Like, what a great chorus. This is the thing about Alan Doyle, too. His band is awesome. Corey Tedford is an unbelievable guitar player and beautiful singer. And he used to be in a combo out here with a guy named Paul Lamb called...
Dang.
Combo.
You probably crossed paths with them somewhere over the years. Stand by. Anyway, Kendall Carson is his fiddle player. She's great. Shahab Ilias is in the band. He's great. Like, they're just unbelievable live. So nice. If you get a chance to see Alan Doyle and the Beautiful Gypsies, do yourself a flavor and go see him.
And good bods, all of them.
Yeah, Bud City, USA. Crush was the name of Corey Tedford and Paul Lamb's band.
There was like 50 Shania Twain hits in 99.
Let's hear one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do we gotta do that?
Do you have one teed up?
I don't have one teed up, but I'm just saying, do you have a preference?
Nope.
Looks like we made it.
You got away?
Don't know. Paul, Corey Tedford's version of Georgia on My Mind is my favorite version ever of the song. That's
is
all
it really?
Yeah.
Even Ray Charles Ridge?
Never heard of him.
Yeah.
Never heard of him.
There's some classic old Ray Charles. Okay, I think this is a 99 jam. You ready for this one?
If is it Shania?
No ads.
Is it Shania Twain?
It's Shania Twain. That's what Shania Twain's if she's that popular girl. Just change the name a little bit.
Shania Taint.
I have been blessed from this moment. I promise you this, beside you.
Why do I know the words to that song?
Because you've had your hair done to this song?
From this.
Yeah, top cuts.
You were buying jeans once.
Getting your hair done at top cuts where people have seriously angled bangs.
Top cuts.
I have a theory that the smaller the town, the more angled the bangs are on the hairdressers that work there.
Short bangs. What if the, someone has... You ever notice how it's like, oh, the best hairdresser I've ever met, and they'll you go to them and their head has, like, shaved scalp and blue bits and stuff all over the... Like,
blue
clips.
Bits.
Like, some of it's colored differently. It looks like they just, like, cut it with dynamite.
They have to prove, look at all the different things I can do.
You ever notice that, though? Especially if you go to, like, a fancy place in the city where it's, like, $200 to sit down.
It's, and like, just a fryer haircut. Like, there's a circle shape in the back of your head, and that's it.
A manipulated, skirted egg woman cutting your hair.
What was his name? Friar John from Rocket Robin Hood?
Yeah. As he looking, it's like, oh, your hair looks wicked. And skirted
oh my
egg.
God, you guys. Great cut. That looks great. Oh my God, you guys. It looks amazing.
Every day they wax the top.
Are you getting a fryer? Yeah, they take a Husqvarna
oh my God.
Sander to it.
It's like, who is the one in Degrassi that I had the shaved everywhere except for the front?
Which one, the Ridge?
Yeah, the Degrassi Junior High. The one girl had the shaved at the back and the sides, and it just its hair bangs.
Was it Spike's friend, Liz?
I think so, yeah, maybe.
Oh my God. Do you want the Degrassi Liz, or do you want the fryer? Hey, can I tell you some other exciting news?
Yeah.
I get to do a guest shot on Odd Squad.
What's that?
Your kids don't watch that? It's a show on PBS where it's like a little like Mission Impossible kind of show where kids
are detectives.
It? Yeah.
Do they do it in Canada?
They do, but it's on PBS. And Mark DeAngelis, who's Andrew's brother, is the showrunner, I believe, still. And
nice.
Like international Emmy
it.
Nominated. It's a great show. It's
so
the first thing that I've done that my kids are fired up about.
Oh, well, maybe my kids watch it, but I'm not sure. But usually PBS is the one you put on in the morning before school.
Because it's pretty low-key.
Yeah, it's chill. Worst case, you're getting Arthur. Best case, you're getting some Word Girl.
Have you seen Martha Speaks?
Yes.
It is the only time I've ever noticed in an animated series that the casting is completely wrong for the main character.
Aren't they all like hardcore British? All from Newcastle.
No, Martha's voice is like the come on over woman at the bank. Come on over, be right with you. I just need a couple minutes. Oh,
really?
I'm yeah.
thinking of the Brit being all Brits.
No.
It's
no, British would be great. Like the, yeah. this family has a dog named Martha. And Martha
I think
speaks.
I know, yeah. It's like, hey, how are you doing? What's going on?
Yeah, it's the most B-flat voice I've ever heard for an animated series.
That show's been on for a long time, though, hasn't it?
You're not
run?
Kidding. Maybe it's yeah. the original actor, and she's now a senior citizen.
Yeah, like big comfy couch.
Yes. Here's the other thing. I feel like because we haven't talked in a while, I have so many little things to tell you. I yeah. sent a T-shirt from the... I guess it was from our original tour to Peter Mansbridge, the one with his and Knowlton's face on it.
Oh, yeah.
And he wrote to say, thank you very much. Loved getting the T-shirt. Unfortunately, the only size I had was extra, extra large.
Oh, it's too big?
Well, I just told him to put it in the dryer for a couple weeks, and it should be fine. Yeah. But did you see his coverage from Quebec City after the terrorist attack at the mosque?
I didn't. No. Did he do great?
Yeah, just once again, you're reminded of how peerless he is yeah. in that job in this country. Because he said in the email he didn't have, in his ear, he didn't have the control room in Toronto for half the show, so he's literally riffing and spritzing on a live national broadcast wow. and just making it look seamless.
Unreal.
It's all unreal, yeah. bot.
It is unreal, and though that event was terrible, and I don't know what if it's a sign of anything else in the future, but I'm not a fan of this version of terrorism, where it's actually not the typical somebody coming from another place, and the fact that it was on Muslim people, and if this person was what these new alt-right supporter people that seem to be despicably thinking that one person is more important than the other. I hope that that's not a sign of any of that stuff.
Well, I mean, it was disgusting and awful, and there aren't enough adjectives for all the things that we felt when that happened. But I think in the years to come, like we're gonna have two battles on our hands societally. Maybe three. One is prescription pills, because you can't combat that.
Yeah.
And it's getting bad, especially for the kids mm-hmm. who are mixing combinations of them. The second is acts of terrorism by our people on our people from within our country, because those are hard to monitor and police, and there seems to be a culture of hate.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say suddenly or out of nowhere, and maybe it's because I'm not geographically or culturally in the right vantage point. Maybe others would tell you that it's always been the case. It's just maybe more prevalent or more visible in the last several months.
Yeah.
And the other is education, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to, without money, create an education system that caters to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Know what I mean? Because
yeah.
the
yeah,
the,
no.
Well,
not even just that.
It
takes a lot of money just to have a creative education system that's actually teaching our kids very well. You know, I'm sure that's a struggle as well and very expensive. And the focus of just trying to have our kids learning properly, and that, you know, without even the idea of trying to get to the after school activities or anything else, you know, it's from what you and I know as going to school, the extra things that we had offered to us compared to now, it's kind of sad, man.
It's really and sad. And
the private community has, you know, started a little bit, but that's, I think, the future is anything else. It just has to be funded in other ways to try and get your kids motivated to do something other than sit in their class and learn the curriculum.
Well, I think you could obviously extrapolate from cutbacks to education to see the impact that has had on the increase of ADHD and things like that. Like kids, I remember when I was a teenager, I needed to burn off this excess energy. I needed to chase a ball around at lunch or play sports or play tag or whatever. And be, you know, have my mind challenged in other ways, like playing musical instruments and things like that. And unfortunately, those are the first places that get cut. So you have restless kids on terrible sugar diets, squirming in their chairs, and can't get the attention of their teacher because their teacher has 30 kids in the class. Like, it's broke, man.
Yeah.
But the only thing I know to be true is that almost without exception, the teachers that I've met in my life want, especially now, you'd have to. They want to just have the tools they need to teach the kids.
Yep. And I got to say, I'm proud of my kids' school. It's right around the corner. I was lucky to move near a great school, but I feel that they're doing a good job. So it's possible. It's just not, it's just expensive to try and make it better. That's the sad part.
I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way.
I bust out the harmonica. Just burn up some Stevie Wonder harmonicas.
Stevie Wonder had some hot harmonica sessions around this time. Because that's 99? What friends are for, sure.
That's, isn't that like 89? That's 87 or 85, isn't it?
Oops.
That's when friends are for. That's a Google that is not worth it. That's way back. That's 80s. That's
so I got it wrong, bud.
It's okay. It's still
See?
A great jam.
That's why we need education.
I remember sitting school, kids, in the gym peace. Singing that. Or not singing it.
Was anyone else singing it or just you?
Yeah, remember the auditorium jams they'd have? They put the lyrics on the wall in the dark and you have to sing along?
Maybe in Ontario, bud. If it was dark in an East Coast school, it's because no one paid the power bill. Talk to you next week, bud.
Hey, bye, bud. Boom, gong, gang, go, ki, ding, gong, ju, boom, bong, sa, dun, do, ding, dum, bam, bam, tika, dum, dow,